What's up and welcome to Under 10 Fitness. My name is Drew Smith. I'm your host, and of course, this is the show all about health and fitness under 10 minutes. And today, I want to talk about willpower. But first, a little bit about the show. You can get it on iTunes or Stitcher. I like both of those because you can download the podcast to your phone or your device, whatever you're listening to on a tablet or anything like that, and then you can listen to it later at your, leisure. And before I get into the topic of willpower today, I want to point out that somebody pointed out to me something. And that is, I say a word a lot. I have a crutch, if you will. And I say so quite frequently. And what I would like to do is get rid of that bad habit. So I'm making, I am going to make a challenge that if you are out there listening to the podcast, every time that you hear me say the word so, you write it down, and then at the end of the episode, you can hit me up on facebook.com/under10fitness or on Twitter at under10fitness, and you simply tell me how many times you heard me say the word so, and for every time that somebody calls me out on it, I'm going to do a push-up. Now, I could potentially do a lot of push-ups or no push-ups. And this will, it's an open offer. I'm going to extend it for, well, until I get tired of doing push-ups and until I stop crutching myself on the word so. And let's move right into today's topic. It's willpower. Am I going to have the willpower to not say so anymore? That's like 10 push-ups right there. We're barely a couple minutes into the show, and I've already said that word quite a few times. So if you want to call me out, hit me up on Facebook or Twitter. But willpower, it's actually almost like a muscle. You can actually get stronger willpower just by using it like a muscle. Like a bicep curl, your bicep's going to get stronger. The same thing is true for your willpower. They did a study in the 60s, and they took a bunch of kids, four-year-old kids, and they sat them in a room and they set up a video camera, okay? And they set the kids in front of a plate, and on that plate there was a marshmallow, a big, fluffy, white, sugary-filled marshmallow. And they told the four-year-old kids, boys and girls, that you can either wait and I will give you a second marshmallow, or you can eat this marshmallow right now. And that's all the direction they gave them, and then they left the room. Now, these kids did not know how long that they were going to wait there for, you know, the second marshmallow to come their way. And during the study, they made the kids wait 15 minutes. Now, that's not a long time for you or me. However, for a four-year-old kid, 15 minutes is an eternity. And they had, they resurrected this study, and they did it again, and I'll post a link up to it to the Facebook page. That's facebook.com/under10fitness, and there's these kids that are just chilling there, twiddling their thumbs. They're playing with the marshmallow. They're poking it. They're prodding it. They're picking little itty-bitty pieces up off of it, like little pinches, and just giving it a little taste. At one point in time, you can see the four-year-old kid puts the marshmallow in his mouth and almost takes a bite, but then he pulls it back out, puts it back down on the plate, and then he waits. The lady comes back in 15 minutes later, says, oh, looks like you didn't eat the marshmallow. Here's a second one. The study that I told you about a little bit earlier that they did in the 60s, they also tracked these kids' lives. And it, what they found was that the kids who had more willpower and didn't eat the marshmallow right away also had less problems in the future with being overweight or struggling with any other types of addictions. Pretty interesting, right? Willpower is actually, they're finding that it's something that we can practice on. It's like a muscle and we can make it stronger. I thought about this for a little bit and I realized that I myself have actually been working on my willpower, not in an active type of way, but just throughout life, I have been practicing this. I haven't mentioned this before, but I used to smoke. And when I quit smoking, I didn't just quit cold turkey. I practiced taking less cigarette breaks throughout the day. And over time, I eventually got enough strength so I didn't, and I haven't smoked in almost 2 years now. But when I started my journey to quitting smoking, I smoked for 10 years. I smoked a pack a day. It was a lot. I smoked. I was a smoker. I was dedicated. Marlboro 72s. Well, first it was Marlboro Reds. Then I went to Marlboro Lights. And then I went to Marlboro 72s. Okay? And when I quit smoking, I just slowly cut them out. I made it an active challenge to myself to smoke less than 20 cigarettes a day. And I broke it down into sections, and then eventually I had the willpower to just quit altogether, but it wasn't this cold turkey thing. I practiced over time building up my willpower, and then when I did finally quit, it was for good, and I haven't smoked in quite a while as well. There we go. Congratulations. You can quit whatever you're struggling with as well. You have to practice and use that willpower muscle. And this can be easily applied to anything that we are struggling with. If it's food or alcohol or staying up late, if we actively practice our willpower to eat less, okay, we're still going to go out and eat Taco Bell or McDonald's or any kind of fast food, whichever is yours, Arby's. Those are the ones that I'm thinking of right now, Burger King. And we can still have those delicious things, but let's use our willpower and not have so much. If we usually have a number one with fries and everything and a Coke, this time let's break it up and just have the burger and the fry and no soft drink, or the soft drink and the burger and no fry. And that way we're actively practicing and using our willpower to skip out on one of those items. And then you can progress that further and skip the entire outing to the fast food restaurant in its whole, and then not have that fast food. But you don't have to cut it out all at once. If we just slowly make these changes, we get our willpower up, and then eventually it's not in your life at all. When I first started eating chicken and broccoli every day, and chicken and broccoli is more of a metaphor for lean meats and a vegetable. When I say that's all I eat is chicken and broccoli, I mean, the chicken part is right, but as far as the broccoli is concerned, I switch that up with spinach or kale or cauliflower or carrots or sometimes a sweet potato, but some type of lean meat and a vegetable. I didn't just switch over my entire diet to that one day. I added that in. First, it was just lunch every day, and then I ate whatever I wanted for dinner and whatever I wanted for breakfast. And then I slowly made these changes over time until they became just reality, just a part of the routine. And the willpower isn't there anymore because it's just a routine now, and so I don't have to actively struggle and get myself to do these types of things. I would suggest that we all use our willpower a little bit more and strengthen that muscle. And you can do it. And that's what I have for the show today. Thanks for tuning in. And again, my name is Drew Smith. I'm your host. I'm a personal trainer. I'm a competitive powerlifter. And I just love talking about health and fitness. If you want more episodes just like this, you can go to facebook.com/under10fitness, or you can go to iTunes to find a whole catalog there. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'll catch you later. And remember, stay motivated.